Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Coming up on podcast 1493, the Polestar 3. It's an SUV, just got unveiled. If you want one, I'll tell you what I know. Stick around. Also on the show today, a Model Y gets charged with a CCS adapter to a Tesla. Why Texas want to give you EV rebates. And the Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets better in the US with one of the trims that we can get over here, but until now hasn't been launched there. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It's Wednesday, 8th of June today. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. And we'll start with news that I promise me it is more important than it sounds like. We're going to talk about European Parliament regulations to begin with, heading for a bit of a nail biter of a vote. EU or European Parliament lawmakers voting today on whether to mandate an end to the sale of piston powered cars in 2035. The revision of the car and the van CO2 standards legislation is absolutely critical, not only to air quality in Europe, but also to every company involved in this sector. They just want to know what are the rules of engagement and we'll go away and make the vehicles part of what is called Fit for 55, not a seniors exercise class, but rather the European Parliament's action plan to get to carbon neutrality, net zero, by their long-term climate target 2055 date. But industry and some of the MEPs from these big car-making countries, have been pushing for a bit of a stay of execution on combustion power, arguing that actually we should allow for hybrid cars as well. Plug-in hybrids, I admit, but you know, let us carry on building engines, say the Germans. Well, today the vote will go ahead whether to vote with the European Commission and the Parliament's agreed draft report from the Environment Committee that mandates that all new cars and vans sold from 2035 zero emissions. They don't mandate a technology, but merely the result. So however car companies or vehicle producers want to get to zero emissions, they can choose the tech path. Let's face it, it's going to be battery electric vehicles. But if they want to have, you know, hydrogen or magical fairy dust, they can use that. It can support the vote today could also support a counter proposal from the at the centre right, really, to amend that reduction to 90% of vehicles sold, but with a no fixed date on the end of it, which would be a disaster. The outcome of this debate will set the tone for the revised emission standards for trucks, with the commission expected to publish later this year. Rightspolitico.eu. And if you are interested in these kind of things, because these largely do set the agenda for the things that the cars that we'll be able to buy over the next however many years. I'll pop a link to Politico in the show notes so you can read more. Now, the US is getting a Hyundai Ioniq 5, which we could get already. The 2022 Ioniq 5 now offers the SE standard range model. I'm very familiar with it, but my US listeners may not be. This comes with a 58 kilowatt hour battery pack, not the 77.4 pack, which you've had until now. Standard range battery uses the same battery found in Ioniq's sister car, cousin car, the Kia EV6, which again I think is called the EV6 Lite in the US. As with that car, the Ioniq 5 SE standard range is single motor, single rear electric motor, 168 horsepower, the bigger battery one, and the rear-wheel drive models with the bigger battery have 225 horsepower. This new trim is only available with rear-wheel drive without the all-wheel drive option, according to CarBuzz.com. So the big battery, Ioniq 5, will do around 300 miles on a charge, or 256 if you get the dual motor. The 58 kilowatt hour pack will go 220 miles. Look, still very, very respectable. Use case. If you need to do semi-regular road trips, get the bigger battery. You'll thank yourself for it in the end. It's not a big price differential. If you make a few road trips a year, this is still going to charge wicked fast. It'll actually get to 80% quicker, obviously, because it's a smaller battery and it still charges wicked fast. And you'll save yourself a few dollars. The SE Connect is on sale now for $39,400, so just a smidge under $40,000. And that standard range is now the cheapest way to get into an Ioniq 5. That is obviously before incentives, so any state-level incentives. It doesn't include destination, so add a bit for that. But much cheaper than the SE. So in the US, you've got SE standard range, which is now $39,000, and you've got the SE, which is $44,000. Over here, it should be cheaper, but it's not, thanks exchange rates, thanks tax. So we call it, I wish car companies would call it the same thing around the world, because look, we're all global citizens now, aren't we? Like, it's not like the 1980s when I had to wait a year to get the next Back to the Future film at the cinema. I mean, come on. However, things get called different things in different markets because various reasons. But anyway, so we call it the SE Connect. That has a small battery on the Ioniq 5, UK spec, SE Connect. And then there's the premium, and you can either get the premium standard range or the premium long range. The SE Connect is £39,000. Premium, with the baby battery, is £41,000. The premium big battery, £44,500. So here it's a £3,500 sterling delta between big battery, small battery. Look, £3,500 on the total as a percentage of the car, which puts it from 41 to 44. If that's not a deal breaker, I'd go big battery. But if this isn't a round town car for you, save the weight, save the money. You don't need to waste batteries. So we've had that, I think, on sale from the year dot, I think, from when that vehicle went on the market. Now coming to the US, I'll be interested to see how it sells compared to the longer range 77.4 kilowatt hour battery that you've had up until now. But very good news, that car is now cheaper to get into. Headline story is next, and that is the Polestar 3. Brand new SUV, showing off some incredible styling. Polestar have just nailed it. It's got LiDAR, it's got a massive range. We're thinking of knocking on the door of 400 miles. Polestar now releasing the first official image of the Polestar 3. It's been out in camouflage until now, but this looks incredible. It's going to do battle with the likes of the Porsche Cayenne. It's a big SUV. It's in that segment. It's got amazing design. It's going to have huge performance because it's a Polestar. It's going to be full of safety because it's a Volvo. The only photo at the minute is a profile shot, but it just looks so, so cool. The way that CNET describes it is a rakish greenhouse with a window line that kicks up at the C and D pillars, and the rear end features a prominent spoiler that the roof flows through to connect to a glass hatch. And yes, it does have a rear wiper as well, coming off the back of the story about the Arniq 5. Further dismissing the Volvo comparisons, that you could say the Polestar 1 and 2 had that DNA from Volvo. The Polestar 3 is completely wearing Polestar's new face, built on the SPA2 platform, and that's going to underpin pretty much everything and its mother from Geely. So the next thing from Volvo will be the XC90. Again, same segment, big SUV. We think it's called the Embla, E-M-B-L-A. Not confirmed as far as I know. Maybe that's official. I'm not sure if I'm meant to know that. So that's the XC90 replacement, same platform. The Polestar cars, same, going to be using that. The Geely cars as well. Launching with dual motor, big battery, but we don't know how big. 372 miles WLTP. You know, treat it carefully. You'll knock on the door of 400 miles. Full reveal comes October, when we'll get all the dirty specs that we want. And we do want the dirty specs on this because it looks amazing. Built in China and South Carolina, starts, we think, around $70,000, because they always start with like a launch edition or something. But this looking utterly incredible, really. Like the Polestar, the Volvo styling is on point. The Polestar styling is completely on point. Polestar are learning as they go, are learning very quickly. The Polestar 2 has some amazing reviews, amazing performance as well. The Volvo XC40, again, it, far more performance than that car deserves to have, along with the C40 as well. So some learning that Volvo have done around efficiency, because it wasn't knock your socks off efficiency when the car launched. So we know that those cars are going to get better and get better quickly as they move on from generation to generation. A friend of mine actually got the XC40, and I'm insanely jealous because I think it's lovely. It's lovely. We would love to add one of those to our driveway. Actually, I'd add the C40. I think it looks better, and I don't need the space because I don't own a Labrador. My wife would just go for the more practical looking and actually more practical XC40 if we were shopping for that vehicle. Right, coming up very soon, leave us turned on, because we're going to be talking very soon about why more and more people are getting freaked out by fuel prices. And someone in the US tests an imported Tesla CCS adapter. Stick around. Those stories are on the way.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you. Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hey, now let's talk Neo. Just a quickie on this. I couldn't find a huge amount of details on it today, but I did see this news flash up that Neo just released a bi-directional home charger. So it runs 220 volt, which is what we run over here. Well, we sort of run 230, 240 volt. In fact, I'm quite chunky voltage here because my car will charge at about 8 kilowatts. I think we're about sort of late 240s. Either way, I'm nerding out now. My voltage. I've got very high voltage where I live. Sorry, it's late here. I can't believe I'm telling you about the voltage in my house. But it's either way, it would work here, is what I'm trying to say. And it will both pull power from the grid to charge your Neo vehicle, and it'll return the favour. The new device is part of a new line of home energy systems released by Neo that will serve as an energy storage unit. It's priced at $582 equivalent. The charger is compatible with all of Neo's vehicle models. And next week, so a week today, I am hosting one of the major mobility events in the world. It's a festival called MOVE, M-O-V-E. This year it's MOVE 2022, funnily enough. And somewhere in my notes that I was making earlier today, where's my pack on MOVE? Because I'm hosting the keynote on Wednesday morning. So if you're coming along to MOVE, by the way, come and say hello. If you see a ginger chap on stage with glasses at 9 a.m. Doing the keynote introduction, that'll be me. And then we're going to be talking to Neo, and I might just ask that question about things like integrated grid services and bi-directionality. I'm talking to the group vice president, who I've never met before, Hui Zhang, I think is how I say his name, but I'll check with his people before. He's the group vice president of Neo, and I'm interviewing him at 9:30 next Wednesday. And I've got to think of some questions in the next 7 days. Obviously, we'll talk about battery as a service. Obviously, I'll talk about mobility as a service. We'll talk about Neo's plans. But very, very cool that I get 20 minutes on stage on the sofas at MOVE next week to interview him. So I might mention this, actually. So there we go. I'm literally doing my prep for next week's conference as I'm talking to you. If you're coming along to MOVE, by the way, come and say hello. I'd like a chat. And we can have a cup of tea or a coffee or something. Right, moving on. The increasing price of fuel is having what seems obvious, but it's not obvious, but it is a direct line in people becoming more interested in electric vehicles. As part of a new piece of research published today by an insurance company, EV owners are looking at the savings that they're making, around £1,050 every year compared to what they'd spend on petrol and diesel. Surely that's bigger. Surely they must be putting in a lot of public charging. And even then, you're saving money. If you're charging at home overnight, I pay 5.5 pence on Octopus Go. It's just, well, I charge on my solar panels for a start with excess, and it's summer at the minute. But in the winter, it'll cost me nothing to charge at home. Data showing it's cheaper to recharge your car compared to refueling, around £16 an average EV compared to, it's now £101 to fill your average family combustion car. Even though premium to buy an EV is bigger at the beginning, you make the money back in the long run. Now, the Model Y has been charged with a CCS to Tesla adapter. The YouTube channel Tesla Trips and Tips, a chap called Kerry, got hold of an imported official adapter. They sell them in South Korea, and it's a CCS Combo 1 to Tesla adapter. It means you can charge your Tesla at non-fast charging stations. Not the first one to do this. I think I've seen a previous YouTube video or two. The adapter is pretty big, pretty bulky, and it looks like a struggle in the video to get it all connected up. And when he does, the Tesla charges, then it stops, and it starts again. But either way, he worked out that you plug the adapter into the cable first. So adapter into CCS cable on your DC fast charger. When that attachment is made and secure, you then put the whole thing into the side of your Tesla, into the charge port. You can do it the wrong way. It did charge, but there were some problems. He said, actually, just do it that way round. That's the workflow, as it were. And it worked. I've also read reports of people importing the ones from South Korea and it not working for some reason. Of course, it is an official Tesla product, and I can't imagine we're a million miles away from that appearing on the official Tesla US site. Staying with Tesla, if you're looking to buy an EV in Texas, things are looking up for you. The state recently announced 142 EVs that are now eligible for some state rebates. Lovely jubbly. So it's a $2,500 state rebate, but there is one brand missing, and they won't give it to Teslas. Despite the company establishing a massive base in Austin and investing billions of dollars in jobs and growth there, they won't give Tesla the rebates because you can't sell a Tesla in Texas. Tesla's direct-to-consumer sales model and lack of dealerships, according to the website The Center Square, who writes, and I quote, the rebate requires that a buyer purchase EVs from a licensed new vehicle dealership or leasing company in Texas, and as Tesla doesn't sell its vehicles outside of any dealerships, they won't qualify. Texas franchised dealer laws to protect competition and provide the most efficient and effective delivery models for new and used cars in Texas, says a spokesperson for the Texas Automobile Dealers Association. The current system works well for Texas and Texans, she went on to say. Now, let's stay in the state where Shell are launching a renewable brand in Texas. Shell yesterday, I noticed, said that they would enter the residential electricity market in Texas, offering renewable power under a new brand of the company. The company's entry into the US power market with a few extra perks for EV drivers, and especially if you've got solar panels as well, following an announcement last week that they had bought a gas station and convenience chain called Landmark, and they will use those to put in charging stations at fuel stations. Under the Shell plan, EV drivers can charge their cars for free during off-peak hours, and if you've got some solar panels, you earn credits from Shell for the power that you provide back to the grids, whereas the American oil companies, largely not all adding EV chargers to their forecourts, but rather going down the route of things like carbon capture and sequestration to offset their own carbon emissions, according to Houston Chronicle, or HoustonChronicle.com, I think I'm right in saying. Nimbus is the next company we'll talk about. Micromobility. And actually, at this conference at Move next week that I'll be at, it's not just automotive. A lot of it is to do with micromobility and these various new business models. It is about mobility and how it is working with the climate crisis. Micromobility has been offered up as a way of getting people outside of big gas-guzzling cars that are huge and have one person inside to make cities and urban areas much less cumbersome and environmentally friendly. And now Nimbus is a company in Michigan. They have unveiled their three-wheel motorbike. It's not a motorbike. It's a three-wheeled EV, two up front and one in the back, so two wheels at the front and a rear wheel, so the vehicle stands up. It tilts like a motorbike or a scooter would, and it's an auto cycle, according to US regs, so you can drive it on a car license. It is a 9 kilowatt-hour battery, 93 miles of range, just over an hour to charge it on a level 2, $9,900 to buy it, and they'll do a subscription service as well, reaches the market third quarter of next year. Not to throw cold water on that, but it does seem that you can get a lot of publicity these days by saying, we're doing a thing in about a year's time. So good luck to them. It's not easy starting any company, let alone anything in automotive. There is a lot of money sloshing around for these kind of things. I have often thought about whether EV News Daily should launch a vehicle. Of course, the difference with me and these other companies, that I'm sure all these companies will deliver a vehicle. I'm sure that all of them will come to market. Whereas I would just be looking to raise, I think, in the region of, let's say, £100 million, I'm going to launch a range of vehicles that have a revolutionary lightweight design that will solve urban mobility issues and will come in 2025. It'll just cost you $100 million to invest. I might not give you my forwarding details, but you'll find me on a beach. Well, hopefully you won't find me on a beach somewhere. Of course, I jest. There are a lot of companies around doing amazing things. And not all of them will make it, but hopefully Nimbus does. There are some other examples, unlike this company, that have been slightly closer to the joke that I just made. Anyway, right, question of the week with emobilitynorway.com. It's a great question this week. Not that I thought of it, and the responses are looking great so far. What non-car company would make a great electric car? Let me know. You can email me hello@evnewsdaily.com. Thank you so much to our premier partners of the podcast. That'll be you, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii. Derek Riley and his channel on YouTube. It's called EV Review Ireland, and it's very good. Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK. emobilitynorway.com. Octopus Electric Juice, making public charging simple. They have one card, one map, and one app, and it really is a great way to get all of your bills in one place if you're doing a bit of EV charging. And also millbrookcottages.co.uk. Five-star luxury cottages in Devon. Have a good one tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.